When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Spy in the Bag. The impossible death of Gareth Williams. The darkness gathers. And with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to one of the world's great capital cities, a place where history intertwines with modern life, and where, beneath the bustling surface, a hidden world of espionage and secrets operates with chilling efficiency. We are heading to London, United Kingdom, in the year 2010, where a brilliant mind in the service of the Crown became the victim of a death so impossible, so utterly baffling, that it continues to defy all logical explanation, remaining a chilling enigma sealed in the annals of mystery. This is the confounding case of Gareth Williams, the spy in the bag. Gareth Williams was, by all accounts, an extraordinary individual. At just 31 years old, he was a prodigy, a mathematical genius, and a code-breaking expert who worked for GCHQ, Britain's highly secretive intelligence and security organization. At the time of his death, he was seconded to MI6, the Secret Intelligence Service, operating from their headquarters in London. His life was one of quiet brilliance and profound secrecy. He was known to be meticulous, introverted, and intensely private, a man who understood the value of discretion in his line of work. He resided in a secure, unassuming flat in Pimlico, London, a quiet residential area, seemingly far removed from the dramatic world of spies and assassinations. Williams was due to return to GCHQ's headquarters in Cheltenham after completing his secondment to MI6 in August 2010. However, after failing to show up for work following a holiday, colleagues grew concerned. It was uncharacteristic for the highly reliable Williams to miss work without notification. His flat was checked, but no response came from within. The alarm was raised, and a welfare check was ordered. On August 23rd, 2010, police forced entry into Gareth Williams's top floor apartment. The scene inside was neat, orderly, almost untouched, suggesting no struggle or forced entry. But what they discovered in the bathroom transformed a simple welfare check into a shocking, unprecedented murder investigation that would grip the nation and puzzle the world. Inside the bathtub, police found a large red North Face duffel bag. It was zipped closed, and from within, a foul odor emanated, quickly confirming their worst fears. When they carefully opened the bag, they discovered the naked body of Gareth Williams, curled into a fetal position. The horror of the discovery was immediate, but the perplexing circumstances quickly became the focus of intense, frustrating scrutiny. The duffel bag was not merely zipped, it was padlocked. A small brass padlock secured the main zipper, effectively sealing the bag from the outside. The bathtub, too, was filled with water to about halfway, though the tap was off. The most immediate and baffling question was obvious. How could Gareth Williams have possibly gotten inside the bag, zipped it, and then locked the padlock from the outside? It was, by all accounts, a real-life locked room mystery, but one involving a human being as the impossible occupant of a sealed container. The puzzle deepened with the forensic examination. Crucially, and perhaps most bafflingly, police found no fingerprints. Not on the padlock itself, not on the zipper, not on the bathtub, and not on the rim of the bathtub. The scene was forensically sterile, wiped clean of any trace that might lead to a perpetrator. Furthermore, there were no signs of a struggle within the bathroom, no evidence of any third party being present, and no forced entry into the flat itself. Williams's body showed no obvious external injuries, no signs of defensive wounds, and no drugs were found in his system that could explain a sudden incapacitation. His cause of death, initially undetermined, was later narrowed down to potential carbon monoxide poisoning from a central heating boiler. But this was never definitively proven, and the source of such carbon monoxide was also unclear. The immediate response from law enforcement, specifically the Metropolitan Police, was one of profound bafflement. They struggled to formulate a coherent theory. Initial thoughts ranged from a highly unusual suicide, perhaps an erotic asphyxiation game gone terribly wrong, to a professional assassination, the self-encapsulation, Pseudo theory, that Williams had somehow managed to lock himself inside the bag was almost immediately dismissed as physically improbable. Experts tried to replicate the feat and found it virtually impossible, even for someone as strong and agile as Williams. The case was further shrouded in secrecy and suspicion by the pervasive silence from M16. Williams's employer initially refused to comment on his role, citing national security. Their reluctance to provide information and their later carefully worded statements only fueled intense speculation and rampant conspiracy theories. Was this a botched spy operation? A message from a foreign intelligence agency? Or a sinister cover-up by his own handlers? The first official inquiry, a coroner's inquest held in 2012, delivered a shocking verdict. After hearing all the evidence, including the impossibility of self-locking, the coroner ruled that Gareth Williams had been unlawfully killed, stating that it was more likely than not that he was killed by a third party. The coroner explicitly deemed the self-encapsulation theory unlikely in the extreme, concluding that Williams was probably placed in the bag by others. This official ruling confirmed the fears of many. A brilliant spy had been murdered in an incredibly sophisticated manner. However, this ruling was not the final word. A subsequent police review, initiated by the Home Secretary in 2013, aimed to provide a definitive answer. This review, conducted by Scotland Yard, eventually came to a different conclusion. It stated that it was most probable that Gareth Williams died alone, and that his death was a self-inflicted accident, a result of an experiment that went wrong, perhaps linked to a private interest in escapology or a dangerous sexual practice. This new conclusion explicitly contradicted the coroner's finding and was met with widespread public skepticism, often dismissed as a convenient cover-up designed to protect the reputation of the intelligence services. The lack of any new, compelling evidence to support this revised conclusion only deepened the public's distrust. To this day, the death of Gareth Williams remains officially unresolved for many. The profound questions persist. How did he get inside that padlocked bag? Who locked it? Why were there no fingerprints? What was the true motive for his death, if not accidental? The chilling legacy of the case highlights the shadowy world of intelligence, where life can be cheap, and the truth is often obscured by layers of secrecy and plausible deniability. What truly happened to Gareth Williams in that London flat, dear listeners? Was he a victim of an assassination so skilled, so precise, that it left no trace? A perfect, locked room, murder designed to send a terrifying message? Was it a tragic accident that, by sheer statistical impossibility, mirrored the most complex of mysteries? Or does the answer lie buried in the deep, impenetrable secrets of the intelligence community, a truth too sensitive, too dangerous, to ever be revealed to the public? The enduring puzzle of a brilliant mind trapped in an impossible coffin remains a horrifying testament to a death that defies explanation, forever sealed in shadow. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.